Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thanks. Thank you for another beautiful day of being aware of you, walking with you, and experiencing you, Lord. Thank you for these scriptures that it just opens up to each one of us, Father God, so we can have our minds in the right place, in tune with our heart, in tune with your heart, so that our bodies can be seen as your temples. Amen. Purchased. Bought with a price, and that you live in us and with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 5, verse 4 to 8. While we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord.
Hallelujah. I just like this NIV. It says, you know, we don't want to be unclothed. Unclothed is not having. We want to have the things of God. We want to have the presence of God. We want to have the provision of God. And so this, you can see this is that being putting on the armor. Want to be strong in the power of His might. And the power of His might and His goodness that's available is what we were predestined to have, but then we lost it because we became carnal. So carnality needs to be dealt with by getting spirituality, waking up to the spiritual realities that we have now. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So the evil one got us to take hold of lies, came to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, and that's exactly what happens. So yeah. Paul is encouraging us to take hold of the heavenly realities so that we can be clothed and not be naked with the deception and the wrong things. And it's so nice, like it says here. So we want mortality, that which is the flesh, the body, to put on the God quality of life. And it says so nicely in verse 5. Now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, and therefore He's given us the Spirit. So you see, we were always made to walk with God, and then the godly qualities were meant to be manifested, realized by us, taken hold of in our hearts and in our minds, and then experienced, lived out in the flesh. So that's what it's all about. So it's just simple when you understand there's two kingdoms, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And now praise God, you've been born again into the kingdom of the Son of His love. And you are now there to take hold of this kingdom realities, to put on this kingdom realities is to put on Christ. Amen. The armor. And when you are not, you are in the flesh, not in the spirit. And when you are in the flesh, not in the spirit, you are living according to sight, to your feelings, your bodily needs, and the eye diseases come back. You're too conscious of the eye and not conscious of it's no longer I that lives, but it's Christ that lives. You're not conscious of the goodness that has come to you. And that's why it's always, the whole thing is always to get back to the Spirit, back to faith, because faith is a gift from God that keeps us in tune with the heart of God, the plan of God, the love of God, perfect love that casts out all fear. And then that is what can be demonstrated. We can experience it for ourselves, and that's what we can bring forth into this world, in these temples of God, in these bodies that has now been redeemed, brought back to God. Everything, spirit, soul, and body is now, we are back with God in His kingdom, to hear from Him, walk with Him, and experience Him. So when you see this about the at home in the body, you just need to relate it to other scriptures. You, as I said earlier, you're either in the flesh or you're in the spirit. Romans 8 is clear there. So these scriptures are saying when you're at home in the body, you separated from God. So when you're at home in the flesh, you are carnal and you are not thinking right and you're not acting right, relevant to kingdom realities, relevant to the goodness of God that has come to you and is available to you. And so you choose rather not to be at home in the body, you choose to be at home with the Lord, in tune with the Lord. That's what it's all about. Amen. We were bought with a price so that we can be the temples of the living God, too busy with the good to do the bad. Amen. Be blessed to know everything's been done of God. Are you in Christ Jesus, who's made to you wisdom? So it's this wisdom we push on into every day. His mercies are new every morning in wisdom, giving us wisdom. And then that mercies become is a joyful, beautiful experience of experiencing God and therefore revealing this goodness to the world every day. So arise and shine. Of God are you in Christ Jesus, who's made you wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness. That's everything pertaining to life and godliness. So arise and shine. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.